Simon Shin Mem Hei. We did Sefer Ches. We have not done the Mishabur yet, so holding Mishabur, Sefer Katan Ayin Beis. Okay, so Getter Carmelis. It's about 9 lines up, beginning of the line. So the no pun intended, this is the definition of Carmelis, or somewhere cloud in Carmelis. The basic rule is that it cannot be less than 4x4. It only continues up to the height of 10 tefachim. And zok the mishabur ayin gimel shlo yehei, it can't be less than 4x4. It only extends till up to 10 tefachim. Akilu bei mikulei rishus harabim or mikulei rishus yachid. So it has both kulas. Rishus yachid goes all the way up to rikia. Carmelis does not. Rishus harabim doesn't go all the way up. A rishus yachid is defined by an area of 4x4. Carmel is defined by that as well. Klur Rishus Rabban Dei Matvesh Zel Arasar Tefachim Kedel Basip Yud Beis. We said Rishus Rabban does not go above 10 Tefachim. L'Havik Rishus Yachid Dor La Adrikiyah Kedel Basip Hei. And a Carmel is not like a Rishus Yachid that it goes all the way up. When we call Rishus Yachid Lo Yehei Pachas Mer Abav Tefachim Alar Betefachim Kedel Basip Beis. So an area less than 4x4, Chazal did not put the din of Carmelis on it. They said that it has to be that much similar to Rishus Yachid that is at least 4x4. L'malam yasora, it's considered a makom patur. Let's loymar ein dalit shema amud hayu rochav arba'al arba. If this amud was 4x4, but upachas miyasora begoiva. And it's not 10 tefachim high. She has loved in Carmelis. It's a Carmelis. We call it Mino Avrish Allah of the Malami Asara. And then somebody threw something. He reached over and caught it directly above the Amud, but above 10 tefachim. So that item is not considered like it's in the Rishus HaYachid. Stop. That item is not considered like it's in the Carmelis. Had it been a Rishus HaYachid, which is Arla the Rikia, so it's in the Rishus HaYachid. But since it's a Carmelis stops at 10 Tefachim, it's not in the Carmelis, it's in a Makom Patur.
So hold on, I'm confused, forgive me. If the Carmelis stops at 10 Tefachim, so what's above the Carmelis?
Makom Patur.
But I thought Makom Patur had to be less than Arba by Arba.
Till 10 Tefachim. Above 10 Tefachim. So in the Rishus HaYachid, it has to be less. For something to be Makom Patur, and Makom Patur in Rishus HaYachid doesn't really exist because the Rishus HaYachid surrounds it and continues up. So it's either in a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis. But above 10 Tefachim, there's no Rishus HaRabim. There's something which is 4x4 and above 10 is Rishus HaYachid. So, but this is air, so I don't care how big it is. It has no shear. The Carmelis ends here, so it's not in the Carmelis, it's in the air. How big is that air? It's less than 4x4. It's million by million, but it has no space. It's not a mock.
It's not defined.
Right.
So, but... So you're... So again, I'm just trying to get this straight in my head. If it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a Rishus HaYachid, then by definition, it's basically it's a Carmelis below 10 Tefachim, and above 10 Tefachim, it's a Makom Patur.
Right. Correct. Good. Okay. So now he caught this thing in the air above the Amud, but it's above 10 Tefachim. So it has not landed in a Carmelis, so it's in a Makom Patur. So something in a Makom Patur could then be transferred to Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRab.
So what about can it be transferred to a Carmelis?
Also, yeah.
Where's the he? The he is on this Makom Patur. He's standing next to it.
So that's a good question.
Well, he can't be on a Makom Patur because he's not above 10. He's not standing in the air. He's got to be standing either. He's got to stand on the ground.
That's what.
He's on the caramel.
Is that his question? Is he standing on the ground or is he standing on top of the almond?
On top of the caramel.
Start with the caramel. That was the question.
All right, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Okay. All right. But I'm trying to understand what's going on here.
So they call it Mimakim Patur because when he took it from the place he's taking it from is considered Mimakim Patur. So, which means that the caramelist is effective enough to make it, that since it's above the caramelist, which is 4x4, but it doesn't, even though it doesn't extend above 10, it's not considered a person standing in Rishus HaRab, right? So a person in Rishus HaRab, and there's an omid which is 4x4 and less than 10, the omid is a caramelist. Let's say there was no omid there, and a person standing in Rishus HaRab, and he catches something above 10 tefachim. It's considered like it's in Rishus HaRab, because it goes buster his feet. The person would be standing next to Rishus HaYachid, and reach his hand in and catch something, that item is considered nowhere. It's not Rishus HaRab or Rishus HaYachid, because it's not really Rishus HaYachid because it's attached to him, and he's Rishus HaRab. Not Rishus HaRab because it's in Rishus HaYachid. So, nowhere is not the right word to say. It's this no man's land halachically because it's nishin and nishta here. So it means it's also both directions. Okay? Now, what about changing that scenario? So the caramelist set itself off from the area of the Rishus HaRab. So this is when he's standing over here and he catches it there, he's not catching the Rishus HaRab. Even though if there'd be no Ahmed there, he'd caught it in the Rishus HaRab. So the Ahmed sets that area off from the Rishus HaRab. So now if it lands on the Ahmed, it's a caramelist. So it lands in there, it's a Mokum Tur. So it worked in the scenario, even though the caramelist does not extend above 10, but the fact that it's not part of the Hilach of the Rabim is a fact. So it's large enough to make itself distinct from the rest of the Rabim, that when he catches it above it, it's not called he caught it in Rishus HaRab. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to get this straight. So let's say where I live, there's no Eruv, all right?
Okay.
So, and let's say I get locked out of my house, and I have a special key that I have hidden out on the grounds, but it's not, you know, by the front door. So if I'm there with my son, and I grab the key from its hiding place, and then I say, okay, let's just keep this above 10 tefachim, and I'll toss you the key, I can throw him the key as long as he catches it above 10 tefachim.
No, stop.
I'm trying to get...
Okay, stop. When a person's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and he's the guy is 7.5 feet tall, so he's clearly above 10 tefachim, it's irrelevant. We define the item in his hands if it's on the ground.
Well, I'm not sure that my property would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. It's probably a caramelist, I would think.
Okay. I'm not differentiating. We define where an item is based on the person's feet, with one exception, is when the feet and the hand are in two different places.
So you're saying even though my hand is in a Makom Patur, the fact that my feet are in either a Karmelis or a Rishus HaRabim, because I'm not sure...
So that's what you'll be defined as where the item is. So the fact that's in your... Now, when you throw it, you threw it through a Makom Patur.
Right.
So it went from... theoretically, it went from
a
Karmelis to Dalet Amos and a Karmelis because it landed in his hand. So that's a problem. The fact that it went through a Makom Patur in the middle doesn't take away from the fact that it traveled Dalet Amos to a Karmelis. Stop. Let's change the scenario. Forget about your son. I'm standing above 10 tefachim and I throw it and it travels through the air and it lands on the ground. It went through a Makom Patur. But no, that's irrelevant. The fact that it went through a Makom Patur. The point is it started out in a Karmelis, ended up in a Karmelis, and went Dalet Amos. It's a problem. The shear from moving something in the caramelist is four tefachim.
Right.
We do not
four tefachim or four amos.
I'm sorry, four amos. The fact that I throw it above the Ma'ala Mi'asorah doesn't help me unless it lands the Ma'ala Mi'asorah.
But that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't land the Ma'ala Mi'asorah because his feet are on the ground. It's like it landed on the ground. That's what I'm trying to say. We define the item in a person's hand like by the ground, unless it's in a different. He and his body, his hands.
Then what is the practical difference between that? You're saying there is no difference between being a caramelist and a Makom Patur.
I didn't say that. So let's say I have a very sticky item, and I want to throw it and land on the wall.
Okay, you've got a ball of I'll call it glue, whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
So the worst case is they would make these cakes out of figs.
Okay.
Very sticky. And you go into Shalom's, you buy the ones out of dates, right?
Yeah.
You can throw them against the wall, they'll stay there, right?
Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying you should buy them. That's I'm serious because the ones that they use for pressing them many times are the lower grade dates, which many times might have issues with worms, and you can't check them because they're pressed together. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that right now. Okay, so a person throws it. So where is this item?
It's above 10 tefachim.
Right.
So you're saying that. Now, in other words, if you say if it hits a wall and it sticks to the wall above 10 tefachim, it's an amakam patur.
Right.
But if it hits my son's hand and he catches it.
It's if it landed on the ground. It doesn't help me. But in the scenario which he's saying over here is something else. Here, the hands and the body are in two different places. The hand, the body is in Rosh Hashanah. The hand is set off from Rosh Hashanah because it's above an area which is a caramelist. Even though the air above that is a Makom Patur, since it's set off from Rosh Hashanah, you cannot say that the item in the hand is as if it's in Rosh Hashanah.
So what you're saying is that I can't.
Yeah. I'm confused. For the Mishnah Shabbos, where the Ani puts his hand through the window and the Baal Bayis takes something from his hand. So they're both patur because once they're different, they're rishiyos, right? The hand is in the house, but still we say the Baal Bayis is taking it from the rishiyos rabbi because the Ani is outside.
There's multiple scenarios over there, right? But the Ani is standing outside, the Baal Bayis is standing inside. So the Mishnah goes to cases where the Baal HaBayis is giving the Ani something.
Right.
Okay, but the case is the Baal HaBayis is taking something from the Ani. You're talking about the case of the Baal HaBayis is taking something from the Ani.
Right.
Okay, so now the Ani picks it up from the ground. So there's Akira from Rishus HaRab. Right? The Ani brings it inside. At this point in time, there's no Hanach Rishus HaYachud. Because even though his hand was Rishus HaYachud, I said that's like a no man's land because it's attached to his body in Rishus HaRab. So it's neither Rishus HaRab nor Rishus HaYachud.
Yeah, but you said just a few minutes ago that if the feet are in Rishus Yachid and the hand is in Rishus, if the feet are in Rishus Rabim and the hand is in Rishus Yachid.
So the case, it's considered like nowhere. It doesn't say it's mutter, it's considered like it's nowhere. It hasn't landed. It's not in Rishus Rabim because the hand's inside. It's not Rishus Yachid because it's attached to the outside.
So there's only mutter view.
So now the Baal HaBayis takes it from the hand of the Ani. So in that situation, so the Baal HaBayis is completing the process of bringing it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. It says also Mirabon, right? Let's say the Baal HaBayis would reach out, grab it from Ani's hand, and bring it inside. Well, when the hand's outside, it's like a Rishus HaRabim. So Baal HaBayis took it from Rishus HaRabim, brought it inside, and now once his hand comes inside, the Gemara says, the more the Mishnah says he put it down. The truth is, the Rashi points out, he puts it down because as soon as he brings it inside to himself, his hand's in the same rishus as he is. It's like it's mudach on the ground.
So it's when his hand crosses the imaginary plane?
The window, yeah, the imaginary plane between the rishus and the rabbim. Mm-hmm. Now it's mudach rishus ayachim.
Why does it have to be a window? Why might not just a door?
Yeah, I might have been. The opening.
Right. Even if it's above Yitvachim.
Right, that's irrelevant above Yitvachim because we define when a person stands in rishus ayachim, Yitvachim is irrelevant. Something in his hand is like the rishus ayachim. We don't define it in the air. We define it by his feet.
Except that when his hand is outside, it's like a no.
His hand is in a different rishus. That creates this dichotomy, so it's like it's nowhere.
How did the Akira happen in that case, if it's nowhere?
Which where? Which case?
No, the Akira happened.
The Rishus HaRabim reaches out and takes out of the hand of the Ani. So
the Ani is a Rishus HaRabim. Which case?
But the Baal HaBayis is in the Rishus HaYachid, so his hand and his feet are in different rishus.
I understand, but the Akira came from the hand of the Ani, which is the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Akira. So okay. The Kira came from
the Chayfix is not working.
The Chayfix is the hand of the Zoni. So the Chayfix is Munach, which is a Rab. Right? Now, that's what the Moor says. When the Oni sticks his hand in, so why is it Munach, which is a Yachah? Because it's attached to his hand, which is outside. Even though it's stationary now, it doesn't help me because it's stationary. Like, here is the opening. He's outside, his hand is inside. It's nowhere.
Yeah, but you said that the feet can be in one rishus and the hand in a different rishus. So what's an example of that?
No, in the case where the feet are in one rishus and the hand is in another rishus, it's not munach. Rishus Ram only goes up to 10 tefachim. Karma's only up to 10 tefachim. So it's a very common problem. Most people are above 10 tefachim. So like 90% of the cases are irrelevant because I'm carrying it above 10 tefachim. So that's not true because the person and his hands are in the same rishus. It's like it's munach on the ground. Okay, it's like it's like it's on his body. His body's on the ground. It's like it's on the. It's within ten tefachim.
That's what I want to say.
Okay, now, but in a scenario where he is outside and his hand is inside, or vice versa, or this scenario over here, where he is standing with his ram and his hand is above a karmelis. So his hand is in a place which is set off from the Shusarabim, and he's in the Shusarabim, then it's not munach. It's not considered munach where his feet are.
You mean within his hand is not munach?
What is in his hand is not considered munach where the feet are. So it's above ten tefachim, so he'll be potter. So the guy has this great idea. He makes a caramel which is 4x4 and it's 9 tefachim high. Okay, I can't really work with that. Sticks a little pole in it with a little thing on top which is not 4x4 and he puts the item on top of that above 10 tefachim. That item is now monach in a makom tur. Now he can take from there, right, and move it to Rosh Hashanah or move it to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Mimaya Mashkinan, we measure from the height of the top of the water. We don't measure from the riverbed or from the bed of the bottom of the lake. You don't measure the 10 tefachim from the bottom of the yam. You measure it from the top of the water and above. So that's considered karmelis. Till 10 tefachim above the water, it's called karmelis. So a person cannot transport. So remember we had before a person in the scenarios where a person is allowed to go through the water, if he has a large amount of water on him, as he's coming out, he should try and wipe that water off. He shouldn't be carrying the water as he walks in the Carmelis, he should go into Alamas. So he should try to take the excess water off.
How's he? I mean, presumably he's got water. If he's been in the water, he's got water. All his clothing are presumably soaked. What about the water in his clothing?
So those that you can't do anything about
because you can't squeeze it out, right?
Right. Okay.
And that wouldn't be considered quote unquote carrying the water.
No, it's bottled to the bag. The Malami is sort of. Now, how exactly he does that? If he's walking again, if he's walking in the water, it's like he's walking in the Carmelis. So the scenario would have to be that he'd be reaching across and moving it in the air in some type of form like that. Okay. Now, you have a boar which is placed in the Carmelis. If this boar, which is the case, was you have a carmelis and you have a boar which is not 4x4, so if it's not 4x4, it's a malkum patur. But there's no din of malkum patur in a carmelis. That's the Ramah is saying. So had it been rishus harabim, or you're not sure malkum patur, kashem bar boar le boar, because like maybe sefer test. But since it doesn't have 4x4, there's no. But since it's in a carmelis, even though it doesn't have 4x4, it's a malkum patur. There's no din of malkum patur in a carmelis. It's very deep, but it's not 4x4. It should be a malkum patur, not in the carmelis. But Tam Mishum Dehu Baltol the Gabi Carmelis Shomid Boy because Kamei Bago Bedei Rishon. And that's the first opinion in the next sif. Now hold the carmel on new thought. We got a carmel in Shloya Hey Pachas Mei Arba Labo. So you have an omud in a carmelis, which is not 4x4. That's a malkum patur. No, it's not, because there's no din of malkum patur in a carmelis, according to this opinion. So, as an example I gave you, a fire hydrant. Fire hydrant is not 4x4. Fire hydrant in Rosh Hashanah is a malkum patur. Fire hydrant in a carmelis is not a welcome tour, according to this. Fire hydrant in a carmelis is part of the carmelis. Okay, we'll see it again in Sefer Tes.
Did everybody agree with that?
No, the two opinions. We'll see it in the next. The next few tests.
What time is
8 o'clock?
All right,
you got this. Welcome to room. Welcome, Shane. By Arbol. It's not 4x4. Ugoi Mishloisha. And it's at least 3 tefachim high, because if it's not 3 tefachim high, it's considered part of the ground. So it's either a carmelis or a shasarab. And it can go as high as you want. But it's not 4x4. It's not a Rishus HaYachid, not a Carmel, it's not a Rishus HaRab, it's a Malkum Patur. Echa Ritz, Shein Bar Arbol Arbol, Valmuk Yosem Mishloish, the same thing if you would have some type of a hole, depression, etc. If it's not 4x4, if it's less than 3, it's considered part of the Rishus HaRab. If it's deeper already, or the Carmel, if it's deeper, it's its own thing. So it doesn't have to necessarily be an omud, right? But it could be, even if there's walls, but if the walls do not contain an area of 4x4, that's a malkum patur. So the first opinion over here that the Ramah brings is that a malkum patur and a karmelis is considered a karmelis. Because minarais, a karmelis and a malkum patur are the same thing. So Chazal did not make a difference between the two in the karmelis.
Or no rishus hayachid for a charetz, no?
Rishus hayachid. Well, rishus hayachid, it would be charetz rishus hayachid, even if it's not 4x4, but we have a din of charetz. There's so much to say that that's not true. There's no din of a malkum patur in a rishus hayachid. Now, the way the Ramah presents it, he presents the first opinion as stam, and the second opinion as yesh omrim. It sounds like he holds ikar hakra is to be the chumra, like the first opinion. Okay, and that's the maysa the poskim go. That you should be machmer like that. Even though it's the Shabbos of the Rabbanon, you should still be, since the Ramah presents it, the Ikra Sheet is the first sheet, you should be machmer.
We spoke about the practical situation of a person walking outside and he discovers he has
something in his pocket, so using a Malkum Patur would really depend if the area is Rishus Rabbim or Carmel is. Okay.
Why isn't the Chariks Chari Rishus Rabbim in a case where it's Rishus Rabbim?
If it is deeper than 3 and it's used by Rishus HaRabim, it is. But if it's not, it's considered Malkum Patur. So over there, it depends on being used. Because otherwise, Betzim is not a Malkum Hilach HaRabim. Right? Whereas by Karmel, by Rishus HaYachid, basically anything there would be automatically get the Din of Charim. It's an interesting point. It's a good point. That the Din of Charim by Rishus HaYachid is easier than by Rishus HaRabim. Because Betzim, Rishus HaRabim is Hiluch. So why is a Charim part of Rishus HaRabim? Only with it's actually used by the Rabim to facilitate their walking in some way. But, okay. I got some. Mr. Burr, Shane Barbo. Tvachim Reichav. If it's not 4 wide, even if it's 1,000 amas long, the meruba arba tvachim, it has to be at least 4x4. If it's less than 3 tvachim to the ground, part of the ground. Vomak yoser mishloisha tosef from tzarich lomer vomak shloisha biyoser. Lavud is up to 3. 3 already is not considered lavud. So something over here, 3 already is considered distinct. It's only up to 3 which is considered part of the rishus rab. V'imen emar bo meloshin the mashad ein oibi mechitzas mitzarif l'arbo vayinli elbis ifkat gimel mashik asav nusham. So we discussed that before. When do you count the mechitzas for the 4? When you don't count the mechitzas for the 4? Okay, we should probably not run through, and we'll leave that for after.